Congo elections are set for Monday. An audio scripture ministry is celebrating good news, and Flannel is helping spread the gospel in Southeast Asia. That's right, Flannel. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Tensions are high as pre-election jitters have gripped the Democratic Republic of Congo. Voters and politicians are gearing up for November 28th, the first time the presidential and parliamentary vote will be on the same day. Although there have been reports of violence, Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says one of their pastors says,
"Things have been peaceful, and he said our prayer is simply that whoever wins, the others will not riot, and if there's anything we are asking God for is just that this will go peacefully and everything will end up to where we have elections and we can go on with life."
The results will be released December 6th, the day the current presidential term expires. Believers are praying against tribal warfare, but also for peace.
"If there's anything you can do, just pray for us. We are all going to just be quietly staying home and hoping that things turn out fine."
There's more on our website about what's at stake for GMI's phenomenal ministry growth. Meanwhile, a propaganda label has been stamped on a Chinese Bible exhibit touring the U.S. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's source with China Aid says three house church leaders from China were upset by how the exhibit waters down the truth of persecution in China. Chinese government-run church officials say the purpose of the exhibit is to show that there's no need to smuggle Bibles. But ranking 16th on the world watch list for persecution, China's actions speak louder than words. You're listening to Mission Network News. Missions have to up the ante as the world makes way for the 7 billionth person born last month. Ron Hutchcraft, founder of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries, tries to explain this crazy statistic.
"Now, with 7 billion people, the responsibility in our generation to be laser-focused and accelerating the spread of the gospel is greater than it's probably been on any generation."
Sadly, the trend in the church isn't seeing the type of acceleration needed to keep up with the world.
"The percentage of money being given to world missions is declining, and many ministries are finding that many church missions budgets are going in the other direction. There's being less spent."
Hutchcraft says change has to come first to the heart of Christians.
"One practical thing that every believer, every listener can do is to say, 'Dear God, would you break my heart for a piece of the world that breaks yours?'"
Next, it's a special Thanksgiving week for Audio Scripture Ministries as they rejoice over some good news. For the past several months, ASM has been in the process of building a studio in Mozambique. Now, Executive Director Tom Dudenhofer has an announcement.
"I'm very pleased and excited to say that God has provided all of the funding for the building of the studio in Mozambique as I speak to you right now."
It's quite a feat. After making the decision not to go into debt on the project, ASM has been building in phases as funding has become available. Building began less than a year ago, and the project is already fully funded. Dudenhofer says,
"We just feel this is a tremendous answer from the Lord as to the long-term value of the audio scripture ministry that's going to be taking place in Mozambique."
Less than 50% of the people can read there. A studio will be a big step in bringing the Word of God in audio to the nation. And a flannel graft-toting team with Vision Beyond Borders just returned from bringing the gospel to Southeast Asia. The team's first stop was in Nepal, where they did crafts and puppet shows telling the story of Christ to refugee and orphan kids. Afterward, the team crossed over into a closed country with Bibles and flannel graft. Pastors in the country asked for prayer and more flannel graft, since they're great for spreading the gospel to people who can't read. You can get the full story at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Ever wondered about the church's responsibility to the least of these? We've got the book for you. It's Your Mission, a free missions resource from Buckner International. It'll help you answer the question, am I fulfilling my mission? Get It's Your Mission by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.